picker-to-part and part-to-picker systems. Picker-to-part systems. For the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, picker-to-part systems are a materials handling approach for order picking in which the picker goes to the product location, for example, forklifts or order picking trucks. Picker-to-part systems are also called person-to-goods, PTG systems. These systems equip the picker with a list, a picking route, and equipment to retrieve the items. This equipment can be non-mechanical, for example, rolling cages, trolleys, for smaller items, and mechanized, for example, powered pallet truck, picking trucks, forklift, for larger items. Conveyors may also be used to transport the goods to a sorting area. Picking is often facilitated using a mezzanine level, which adds a second level above the required height for mechanized equipment. Picking then can occur on the ground and or mezzanine levels, which can better utilize warehouse cubic capacity. The mezzanine level can often be moved if reconfiguration is needed. Some picking trucks can operate only on the ground level. Others can pick from higher levels. The ground-level equipment is similar to pallet jacks. The high-level picking trucks raise both the forklift platform and the driver, located in a cab behind the forklifts, to the necessary height. These trucks are designed to operate in narrow and conventional width aisles. High-level trucks may be free-moving or may operate on fixed rails. They may be driver-controlled or automated. Part-to-picker systems. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a part-to-picker system as a materials handling approach for order picking in which the pick location is brought to the order picker, for example, carousels. Part-to-picker systems are also called goods-to-person, GTP. These systems eliminate much of the travel time associated with picker-to-part systems. Rather than the picker traveling aisles with a cart, a computer-controlled system brings the necessary SKUs to the picker, who removes the ordered amount. Types of part-to-picker systems include the following. Carousels. SKUs are stored in bins or on shelves on a rotating track. The picker stands in one location, and the computer system rotates to bring the right SKUs in the right order to the picker at an easy-to-reach height. To minimize waiting time, the picker may be standing between two or more carousels, picking from a stopped carousel while the others are still turning. Carousels can rotate horizontally or vertically or use vertical lift modules, VLM. Enclosed vertical carousels can be used to secure small, high-value items such as jewelry. Exhibit 4-60 shows a horizontal carousel. Exhibit 4-60, horizontal carousel. Source, Kardex Remstar. Use with permission. Unit load or min load automated storage / retrieval systems. AS/RS with fixed rack storage. Unit load AS/RS systems automatically retrieve and store full unit loads such as pallets, and min load systems do the same for individual cases or eaches. Shelf modules to put away and shelf modules to picker systems. These systems retrieve and store storage racks full of inventory for the picker using AMRs/UAVs and special storage racks. Shuttle-based systems for stackable totes or bins. These systems use a ceiling gantry crane to retrieve and store stackable bins that are stacked on an open floor. There will be a maximum storage height. In this type of system, there is no racking, so the overall system costs are lower. A system with two such robots can have very high throughput, 500 totes, in or out per hour in one such system with storage capacity of 31 totes per square meter. Grid-based systems for stackable totes or bins. These systems create a 3D grid that is much like storage racking, except that the flooring is omitted. Instead, stackable totes or bins are used for the inventory, and the grid has automation to guide these bins to stack properly and prevent them from collapsing. The height and storage density can be higher with these systems than with shuttle-based systems, but at higher cost. Rushton et al. Note that a problem with the part-to-picker approach when pallets are being picked is the return to storage of only partially filled pallets and the consequent loss of storage capacity.